Chrysler dealers are listening to all the talk about bankruptcy with great interest, and while they are sure to take a hit in the process, NPR's Martin Kosty reports that many dealers are breathing a sigh of relief.
This is Town and Country Chrysler Jeep Dodge on the northern end of Seattle. And right in the middle of the showroom sits a gleaming new Dodge Challenger. If you so much as glance at it, Jeff Osmondson leaps into action.
It's black, it's sexy, it goes like a bat out of hell. You put that mic underneath the hood.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Still, as the exhaust fumes dissipate, the fact remains that this is a Dodge, a brand that's now officially in bankruptcy. How does Osmondson sell that?
Well, we say we have the number one spokesman in the country right now, President Obama, just came in on TV and said, buy a Chrysler product.
But the deal announced by Mr. Obama also means that some of Chrysler's 3,000-plus dealerships will be closed or consolidated with sister brands. American car companies have long had more dealers than the foreign makes, and some say that's been a problem. Dan Goldberg is a Boston lawyer who represents car companies in their relations with their franchisees.
If you think about it, if you have an excessive number of outlets to sell your vehicles, then it basically means there's a smaller piece of the pie for each of the dealers. And if the dealers are less profitable, then they'll be less vigorous competitors against other line makes.
But much as the car makers would have liked to shut down the excess showrooms, they've been stymied over the years by state franchise laws, usually passed in state capitals at the urging of big local car dealerships. But now, with Chrysler, those protections may disappear.
The dealer's rights with respect to that issue will be governed by bankruptcy law rather than by the state laws. The bankruptcy court will be able to determine which dealer agreements are going to be accepted and continue in effect and which are not.
The dealers just don't have a lot of legal options in this situation. Even John McElhaney, chairman of the National Automobile Dealers Association, admits that the closure of franchises will now be up to a bankruptcy judge. He hopes the court won't act capriciously.
Dealers did not cause the problem. They don't represent any cost to the manufacturer, and if a dealer is able to stay in business and be profitable and take that risk in this environment, we think they should be able to continue. If they don't or can't, then they're going to go out of business, and that's happening every day.
And that's why this bankruptcy filing has actually been greeted as good news by Chrysler dealers like Jim Arrigo in Florida. Yesterday, he got his staff together to watch the president announcing the deal on TV.
If you could have seen the relief in their faces when it was all over, you'd understand that this was a big piece to us going forward. I mean, just a week ago, it could have been we were closing for good.
Bankruptcy may mean the end of some of Chrysler's weaker dealerships in certain overcrowded markets, but it also promises to give stronger dealerships like Arrigo's another lease on life. Martin Kosty, NPR News.